Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. There are a few people out there that I have watched over the last several years stand up and fight and get in front of people and speak the truth no matter what. She is an amazing, amazing human being and my friend, and she is running for office in New York. So all you New Yorkers and everyone around the country better listen up. We got Kara Castronova here today. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Mel.
I'm so excited that you are running. You know, Rob and I recently left Manhattan because it had gotten so bad and so insane. And you are staying there fighting the good fight. A lot more people are awake than when I met you because you were standing up during the COVID. You spoke in Times Square as I did. Not only that, you have been such a champion for the January 6th persecuted from day one. You didn't jump in the game late or come in when it was safe. You went in early. You've been fighting for this country. So let's talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into why and how and everything of running and where we are right now in New York and the country.
Sure. So my background, like, as you said, I've been an activist for years, like you, Mel, and you're one of the people that I really admire, just so you know. And so being on this show with you right now is actually the relaxing part of my day. So it's like the time I can actually talk to someone I know and, right, and take a chill pill, because the election and the campaigning is really, really a lot of work. So I work for Newsmax, and I had to basically step down because as a candidate, you can't be on the news, but I'm still with the Gateway Pundit. Right. And as you know, I founded Citizens Against Political Persecution, which is a organization that fought for the January 6th defendants. I've covered them extensively for the Gateway Pundit and for Newsmax. And I started that over 3 years ago when nobody was talking about it. It was really taboo. You couldn't even talk about January 6th in Republican circles. People just wanted to like be quiet about it, pretend it didn't happen. It was just something nobody wanted to talk about. And never did I think that 3 years later, there would still be people in jail, you know, without a trial for 3 years now. So it's very disheartening. And that is one of the reasons that I'm running for office, because, you know, I've been covering this for a long time and fighting for these prisoners for a long time. And I feel like it's a natural extension to run for office. The politicians that are in right now, including our own Republican politicians, have not done enough for the prisoners and for the due process of these American citizens. They just haven't. And that includes the Congress and the Senate. There are some good people in there, but there is not enough people in there fighting for these poor men and women that have been persecuted by the government. So that was one of the motivating factors I had in running, was to actually, you know, investigate more as a senator, open some committees, and really just be a person to advocate from the government for the people, which is what the government is supposed to do. And as you know, I've also always been a really big advocate for medical freedom, which there's none of in the state of New York. As you know, right, if you have a child in the state of New York, they are required to get multiple injections, if not 100, I think it's 120 on the schedule to go to school. And, you know, I hope to have a child one day if God so blesses me. So, you know, audience, pray for me on that one. And I don't want my child to live in New York if there's going to be, you know, all of these vaccine requirements. And I do feel that it's unconstitutional. So that's another thing that I want to fight for, is medical freedom. And yeah, it's something that I've been fighting for ever since COVID. And I'm sorry I haven't fought for it sooner. There's so many great groups out there like Children's Health Defense that's been fighting these vaccine mandates that I wasn't aware of until COVID, when it was brought to my attention that there was just all these vaccinations that aren't safe for children to take. And it should be up to the discretion of the parent, not the government, whether they should take them or not.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Those are two. Yeah. Right. Those are two big things. Like you, you're very similar and fighting for the same things that I want to be able to fight for as a senator.
Yeah. And also you also, not just through your journalism and activism and everything, you actually know a lot of people that are being lawfared. So another big issue is what has gone on in New York City and New York State with the persecutions of Donald Trump and the clown court that is going on in New York, and taxpayer money, one after another, hundreds of millions of dollars at this point, that isn't going towards helping the people of New York, New York City. And now we have a giant, obviously Rob and I left because what was happening, we lived in Midtown, and what was going on there with the crime and the illegals and prioritizing. We have friends that even are homeless that were, you know, have been left out, never helped. The Thrive New York never helped them. And all of a sudden they're all there watching these illegals come into the city and getting all this help. And these people are like, well, what about us? So let's talk a little bit about that part too. The migrant situation and how they are bending over backwards for them in New York City and forgetting about the citizens and the people of New York.
Well, people are so frustrated. A lot of people in New York live right above or below the poverty line. A lot of people I know are on food stamps, which isn't enough to cover the cost of food right now. So those are the type of people I want to fight for. They feel betrayed by the government. They don't like the way that it's being run. They don't like the fact that illegal immigrants are being prioritized over citizens, especially here in New York. And it's frustrating for me because I speak to so many people every day, and a lot of them are Democrats, and they say they're frustrated with the situation, but they, you know, continue to recognize that it is a problem that is, you know, enlarged because of the elected officials that are Democrats that they keep putting into office. I think, thank God, that the city is finally waking up and realizing that they need to start voting in, hopefully, you know, Republicans. And I'm not saying all Republicans are the best, because there's definitely some bad apples in there. Yeah. But, you know, it really is the Democrats that are pushing this agenda here in New York and across the country, really. So I'm happy to see a lot of, like, I went to the Bronx for Newsmax to talk to regular citizens on the street. And they were very much aware that the government and, you know, Joe Biden and who they blame. And, you know, a lot of Democrats that are in office are the ones that are prioritizing illegal immigrants before them. So I think that New York City is waking up. I think that the state of New York is finally waking up. And I think it's a great year for someone like me to run against Senator Gillibrand, who is a, you know, no-show senator who supports all Biden's crazy, everything that he does with the border and everything that he does with all of the different agendas that he has that are so unconstitutional and are so unlawful. She's a big supporter of, and she needs to go. She does nothing for the state of New York. And I really think that someone like myself could get elected this year into that office. And it's been a long time since there's been a senator from New York that's a Republican.
Yeah. And I want people to understand, you've been very involved in politics and standing up and in a lot of Republican campaigns, other campaigns too. Like you said, you and I found out multiple times in the past, we've crossed paths many times over the last 4 years, that there was just as big of a problem with the GOP. And I think one of the things, Kara, that really differentiates you is your background of research and looking into what's going on. Because one of the biggest problems is that beyond left and right, Republican and Democrat, most people realize that there is a multinational corporations and the banks and all these different groups, the lobbyists, that they really have taken precedence over the people, where we're supposed to be a representative government by the people, for the people. We send people to DC or to the state house to represent us. And time after time after time, it's this big money and the lobbyists that are, you know, the priority, and we, the people, get left behind. And you've always been somebody, from when I first met you, we spoke together in Brooklyn, that talks about the corruption and that people see what's going on and that that needs to also be addressed. This money in politics that is silencing and really usurping the people.
So this is what I'm dealing with, like literally what I'm dealing with. And I'm a journalist. People need to remember that's actually in watching very closely what's happening. We'll be writing about this because everything you're saying is true. It's all about money and politics. Money has to get out of politics. Yes. Unless you're a millionaire that could pay your way to the top, or unless you're a complete bozo that could literally be told what to do and what to say, there's no shot in hell that the party is going to support you. No. And that's all there is to it. It's disgusting. It's gross. The Republican and Democrats have a non-aggression agreement in areas like New York, where they'll put up a bum candidate that they know will lose in order to keep the Democrat in office, let's just say. Right. And I'm watching this firsthand happen before my eyes. I'm in the process of gathering petitions right now. I have to gather 15,000 petitions, which really means 30,000 in a matter of 1 month, 3 weeks, which they know is a very, very big ask for any normal person. So unless you're a person that has millions of dollars that could pay people to do this,
right,
or you're, like I said, someone that they'll nominate that they know that they could control, they make it very difficult for a regular person like myself, which the government is supposed to be made of regular people to represent them in Congress and in the Senate and all over the government, really. They make it very difficult for you to get on the ballot. So right now I'm dealing with that. I'm watching it firsthand. I've heard about this before, people having a hard time with these signatures and the way that the party tries to ice you out. But now I'm dealing with it firsthand, and I'm determined to break this barrier, to get these signatures, to get on the ballot, and to completely destroy the other candidates that I know are complete rhinos and that are not fit to run for office for a number of different reasons.
Yeah, and so it's very obvious in New York what's going on. And the fact that the other sad part is, I talk a lot, I have a book coming out, and I really looked into, there was an election of de Blasio in New York that I dug into because I knew something was terribly wrong. And I found that only 17% of New Yorkers voted at all in that second mayoral term of his. So there is also a situation in New York City, like the rest of the country, where people feel demoralized and they've really put this learned helplessness idea out there that you don't really count, your voice doesn't count, your vote doesn't count. They assume New York's going to go to the Democrats, and it's working. And people have to get out there. It's not. And again, independents need to really step up this time and really examine what's going on. And then you guys also have the situation in the primaries with the what you're talking about, the signatures. I dealt with people last in 2022 that were dealing with this, and they turn in the signatures, and then this bipartisan group would try to knock out signatures every way they can or send them back, and then they have no time left. This is a system that they've set up to keep out anyone they can't control. And I think New Yorkers are really waking up to the idea that their government is not working for them.
No, 100%. You know, the signature, like you said, I'm going to have to go up to Albany on April 3rd or April 4th and turn in all my signatures. I'm going to have to bring a very expensive lawyer with me to fight their 10 very expensive right. lawyers who try to get my signatures knocked off the ballot. It's not going to happen. I'm going to also bring a journalist with me as well to document this because the people need to know what's really going on. Like, you know, that they try to throw your signatures off for very arbitrary reasons, hoping that you'll give up, realizing that you know, this person probably doesn't have unlimited resources to get a lawyer, to hire a lawyer, to fight our lawyers. Yeah. But with me, I'm a fighter, and that's just not going to happen. I will expose whoever I need to expose that's getting in the way of democracy. Democracy is we the people. The people should have a choice. The people should have a primary. Regular people like myself should be able to get on the ballot without having to kiss up and kiss the ring and without having to have millions of dollars to get on that ballot. And I am a journalist. And like I said, I will be writing about this and I will be documenting everything I go through.
Yeah, and you have to because most people don't know that they don't, because people always say, well, why don't good people that haven't spent their whole lives in politics, which is essentially a popularity contest and a money raising gig, that really have worked and done all the hard heavy lifting like you have? You were a boxer, you were an advocate, you're a very successful journalist, all this stuff. And you're willing to give it all up because you are a person that cares about the people, wants to help. You're a real true New Yorker that has been dedicated to all kinds of causes that have affected New Yorkers, especially in the last 4 years more than ever. And people don't really fully understand that the whole goal is to make sure that no good people actually can make it. And one of the big things you just brought up, which is terrible, and we're watching it with Donald Trump, but certainly also, I know you're friendly with Rudy Giuliani and other people. We've seen this with them. It's lawfare. It's this right. idea that they can lawfare you. So like you said, you'll go up there with the signatures. They'll try to knock them all off. I've seen this happen to two people already. You have to sit there and argue it with a lawyer that costs a lot of money. You don't have a lot of money. You're not coming as a billionaire. You're not taking anyone, any outside millionaire money. So at that point, that is an attempt for lawfare, and the state has unlimited money. Look at what they're doing with all these lawsuits. So people have to understand lawfare also has to be addressed going forward. There's something very, very wrong in the legal system that people can be lawfared. Basically, they bankrupt you, they hurt you, they harm you, they do all kinds of things. And it's totally in New York. I think you can see it more than anywhere in the country right now.
Right. It's really just unfair and it's sickening. And like you said, a lot of people say, oh, why aren't there any good candidates? And, you know, well, the one thing I'll say, you said it's a popularity contest. Actually, these people are wildly unpopular. The people that run for office, they're generally not electable human beings, especially right now on the Republican side of things in New York.
Right.
And that's like I've said a million times, you could buy your way on the ballot, but you cannot buy voters. Like, just because you bought your way, like all these millionaires buy their way to the ballot, they pay off the right people on their way to the top, that doesn't translate into voters coming out to vote for you. You're still an unlikable person. You still stand for nothing. Right. And nobody's going to vote for you. And that's why we haven't gotten good Republicans into office in New York. It's not for a lack of red people in the state, because New York State is more red than people think. It's because they keep putting up these terrible candidates across the state that can't get elected. Yeah. And that's the truth. And people don't want to come out and vote because they feel like it's pointless. They feel disenfranchised right. because the party doesn't want primaries, because the party doesn't engage the people and say, why don't you vet these candidates? We care about your opinion. You know, vet these candidates, Google these candidates, pick the one that's the most likable, that will do better in the general election. No, that's not what they want. They want the party to all stand behind one candidate that is coronated, that is generally an unviable candidate that has a checkered past, or that, you know, is just unelectable for so many different reasons. Yeah. So that's what I'm realizing now, and I'm dealing with. The system has to change. I am absolutely determined now more than ever before to expose the system and to get regular people into office that, you know, like me in the future. And it has to start from, you know, really just letting the people know how the system works and why the system is icing out regular people from running for office.
Right. It is. And it's a lot about control, lobbying, all kinds of things that have to do with money and not people. And money is a big, big problem right now, especially in New York. Speaking of shady pasts and questionable people, you were running against Gillibrand, who I have to tell you, I haven't seen in a very long time, first of all. Second of all, I get her email blasts for whatever reason. I'm not sure, but because I guess during COVID and everything, they put you all, if you did anything in New York, you got on these blasts of these people. It goes in my junk. But once in a while, I do open her blasts. She is all in on the DEI, on the CRT, on the open borders in New York City, on the give them all the money. She's also very involved with a lot of very shady NGOs and all this stuff. Right. I think the New Yorkers, at least, really do see this woman as somebody who's an operative rather than working for them. She's actually working for DC. And I think it's really important that people look at this, her past, her voting record, everything that's going on, and also that she seems to be MIA. I don't know where she is. A little bit about the opposite of what does that seat in New York? What does that mean? Not because I tell people right now, I don't care what state they're in, where they are, support candidates that are America first, that are true heroes and patriots and fighters and who are really for the people. So that seat in New York is important. Can you just talk a little bit about what a win for you would look like after you win for New York and actually for the country?
Well, it would be huge. There hasn't been like this. There's 100 senators in the whole country, too, in each state, as everybody knows. And the New York hasn't had a Republican senator in a very long time. This particular senator that I'm running against, Gillibrand, like you said, she's MIA. She doesn't show up. She was initially appointed when Hillary Clinton stepped down.
Right.
So she was appointed in. And then because she's a Democrat, she just gets reelected and reelected and reelected. I've never seen her. And I'm a journalist that's been out there and I've interviewed pretty much every politician in New York State, including Chuck Schumer, sadly. You know, I've seen him out there and he's a terrible guy, but this woman really is never out there. She stands for absolutely nothing because she flip flops. Like she came into it being, she came into politics, I remember, as part of the New York State legislature, I believe. And she was, you know, pro Second Amendment. She seemed pretty moderate, pretty normal. But as soon as she got into the Senate, she did a flip flop. She's for everything Biden supports right. with the border, you know, with the transgender agenda, with the DIE, like you said, and everything that is so wrong with America right now. And you have to think to yourself, do these people, and I always, now that I'm like in politics, I'm like, do these Democrats really think that men should be competing in women's sports, like especially like boxing? I was a boxer. That's deadly. I'm like, these people can't believe it, but they're so bought and paid for. Like, how do they live with themselves at night that they actually broke down the line all together to put men in women's sports and for all these other crazy psycho things like prioritizing illegal immigrants over homeless veterans in New York City? Like, how do you go to sleep at night? That will never be me. Like, when I win this, I will be a one term, 6 years. That's it. Because I'm going to vote with my heart. I have nothing. I'm not beholden to any party now because neither one's supporting me. I'm doing this on my own and I'm going to vote. I'm not going to vote in line with anybody. I'm going to vote for what I think is right, for America first principles, for the people.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people are forced to vote, from what I understand, a certain way because, you know, they're afraid about their reelection. All they care about is their reelection and being on the government payroll for another 6 years, another 2 years. And that's a really big problem. So, you know, as a senator, it's a 6-year term. And I think that's more than enough time to make a difference. That's more than enough time to vote in the right way. And like I said, I'm beholden to nobody but the people and but to God, really, who holds me accountable.
Yeah.
So, that's a selling point I think I have. You know, the party isn't supporting me. They're supporting someone else. And I'm going to primary that person and beat that person. And I need help from the people. So I'm asking your audience, who I know is a big freedom loving audience, a medical freedom loving audience, you know, against political persecution, you know, against everything for everything, of course, that's America first and constitutional, to please go to my website, which is Cara, C-A-R-A, for Senate, F-O-R, not the letter, number 4. And contact me if you can volunteer, especially if you're here in the state of New York, and help me gather petitions, even if it's just 5 signatures from your friends and family, from your neighbors, or even just your own signature. You could send that to me And I'm trying to organically get signatures by people sending them in to me. I'm going to be publishing an article in the Gateway Pundit over the weekend or on Monday, the latest.
Right.
Again, describing how people can send signatures in from around the state. And it will be something like never been done before, like really having right. the people have a voice. If people feel like their vote doesn't count, this is a way to make your voice be heard. Because if I get that, you know, 15,000 signatures on the ballot, it's because the people, you know, supported me and sent. It's not because I'm a millionaire. It's not because I bought my way there. It's because people supported me, and I have so much organic support right now, which means a lot to me. So if anybody wants to send your signature in your audience, please contact me, you know, at Kara for Senate, or, you know, my email, which is KaraCastronova@yahoo.com, or just go to my Instagram or Twitter and contact me. And it has to be within the next 2 weeks, and send me your signatures.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And you need to be out there, and you need to have your voice out there. Another big thing that people need to understand, and you understand, I don't know if the people understand, the Democratic Socialists of America, which are socialists, have very much taken over a lot of the seats. AOC is one of them in New York. These people are not funded by regular people. They are actually funded by globalist billionaire NGOs and other things that really put them up. But they are really for socialism and communism. They don't hide this. It's all over their websites. People just don't do enough. You see, like, AOC, you might think she's cute and like whatever. The truth of the matter is, go look at what they're saying. And this has been a problem the whole time. And I do want to stress that Kara shows up. She was showing up in Times Square. She was showing up wherever people were gathering. She was speaking up. She's getting in front of people. And a lot of these people, they hide behind the shadows. But there is a true movement in New York politics towards socialism and communism. And it's not just like a scare. It's on their websites. And it seems to be like a cancer growing in New York.
No, it is 100%. And people, like, you know, the people that are voting Democrat, I think, especially the elderly people or middle age, they think it's still the party of JFK. They don't realize that it's, you know, completely morphed and changed in so many different ways. You know, I have this argument with family members all the time. They're like, we're against transgenders participating in sports. We're against, why are they opening the border and giving away all our money? You know, they have this, like, all of these complaints. Why is there so much crime in New York City? Why do we have to be afraid? I'm like, well, then stop voting for Democrats. No, that's not the reason. They'll start yelling at me. You know, they don't realize that the Democrat Party has left them. The Democrat Party left me, I'd say 10 years ago when I left the Democrat Party. Yeah. But it's not the party that it used to be. And I don't even know if it ever really was the party I thought it was. I wasn't, to be honest, paying attention when I was younger. You know, when you grow up in New York, you just vote Democrat.
You were also a professional athlete, focusing on being a professional athlete, which is a full-time mind, body, spirit job that you succeeded in at the highest levels, which also makes you a great fighter, because we need a great fighter more than ever. And New York is in serious trouble. I'm telling you, people all over, I know that they're Democrats, but the Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately, is being diminished by this persecution of Donald Trump, case after case, the amount of money. Also, people are wondering where this money, this $400 million he has to pay, is going. It's going to the Treasury, to politicians. It's going there, not back into the people's pocket. And again, people in New York are paying such high taxes and are living such a low quality of life. I have friends we left behind in New York, especially in Midtown, downtown, all over. They can't carry their pocketbooks outside at night. They don't wear jewelry out. There is apparently gangs of illegals that actually work together in tandem. All of the nice stores now have tripled up on security. It's a quality of life issue that people aren't addressing, that I know, because you're a fighter, is not okay with you. And you were addressing it before you even decided to run. But I mean, people really have to pay attention. This is about the politicians and defunding the police, which you fought against, and no bail, no jail. So on the end, let's talk about what to do about the safety, quality of life in New York that you're going to, you know, take on. It's a big thing right now.
No, it is a big thing. And there was this, you know, just I was watching last night right before I fell asleep, there was a big there was a shooting on the subway in New York City. And now they have the National Guard checking people's bags because Kathy Hochul, for whatever the reason, thinks that's a good idea. I mean, it's crazy. New York City is crazy. Nobody feels safe. And you need politicians that actually understand that actually are fighting for the people, for whatever the reason, that, you know, whole defund the police thing is still something people think is actually something that's a good idea. And it's not, obviously. So as a senator, I would be fighting, obviously, for law enforcement to keep New York safe against the cashless bail that's here in New York State. The, you know, obviously, the illegal immigration, the crime wave that has been caused because of that. There's so many things to fight as a senator, to fight for the people that, you know, Democrat senators like Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer have been completely neglecting. They're completely, you know, virtue signaling to their audience, to their alleged supporters, with ridiculous stuff like DIE and you know, this idea and notion that men should be able to compete with women in sports, and everything else that they stand for that's completely upside down is nothing I stand for. I'm a practical person. I fight for the people. I fight for the people of New York. I'm a regular person. I'll never call myself a politician. I'm an activist and somebody that fights for what I believe in. I don't change my mind. I don't flip flop. You know, I'm open to obviously change and debating certain things, but there's certain things like I have a hard stance on, and that's medical freedom. That's due process. That's free speech. That's the Constitution. That's American citizens coming first. There's all of these things that I will never flip flop on, that politicians completely flip flop on once they get into office. And that will not be me. And I'm here to obviously represent the people and be the people's voice, be a voice for the voiceless New Yorkers who are so frustrated from the inner cities to upstate New York. Yep. Who feel like they don't have representation in Washington. That's what I want to be those people's voice. And if I get on the petition, I'm going to fight like hell, you know, to get our message across, we the people. And I'm going to be a real person in government, not a politician ever.
And you'll lead the way. And you'll lead the way because you're a leader. You stood up the entire time during the lockdowns. You stood up the entire time for the January 6th victims, in my mind. And guess what? A lot of your work has paid off. You were the first person that that put out a real documentary. You've been a friend and a supporter in real time. I remember when we were first talking several years ago, you were like, I have a call. And the people are calling you from prison. You've kept these people going. And kept them alive, some of these people. And that's exactly the kind of, you know, thing you're going to bring to America, to New York, which is really suffering right now, a demoralization campaign and dehumanization campaign. And I saw what you did for all these people and got them through. And I know that you'll do that for the New Yorkers because they are suffering on a major scale. It crosses all classes, all religions, all races. It is not a division in New York. The people of New York are in trouble, just as the people in America. And you are the best fighter to take New York back for the people, by the people. And tell everyone again, I want to also say that I am also going to be emailing and calling and making sure that you get in there, because I do know the other side of this. And I know that the biggest thing that they would be scared of is you ripping up the status quo that is destroying New York. And you are the one person to do it. And I do care. And I have a lot of friends and family there that really need your help. So again, tell everyone where to go. All your links will be below. And we will stay on top of you this entire time. I'm doing my own outreach. There is nobody that I have watched, especially from New York, for the last 4 years, give up or not stand up or not show up or not speak up like you have. So again, tell everyone right now, it's really important that we get Kara across the line.
Thank you, Mel. So right now, petitioning is the most important thing, which means signatures, which means I have to get close to 30,000 signatures across the state. We're on our way there. I have so many volunteers, but if anybody is watching and wants to volunteer or even just send your signature, every signature counts. If you're a registered Republican, if you know somebody that's a registered Republican, I'll give the PDF to Mel, and that's on my Kara for Senate website as well. You could contact me on the website, or you could contact me via Kara Castronova at yahoo.com and reach out, and you could send me those petitions in the snail mail because we need the original copy.
Right.
And I'm asking everybody around New York State to get me 5 signatures, 1 signature, 100 signatures, all has to be in within 2 weeks when I drive them up to Albany. It's all a very organic process. Everything has to be hard copy, and everything has to be, you know, just completely written. They're so particular, write very clearly.
Yeah, until it comes to the presidential election. They're so particular.
Right. Nobody needs ID, but they're particular with these signatures. So any help that the audience could give, I would be so appreciative. Even just for your signature, please reach out to me to volunteer or to send me your information so I could put you on my petition list.
Great. And thank you so much. And Kara can be found everywhere. She's an incredible journalist. She's an incredible fighter, and she will fight for you. New York needs her right now more than ever. So please, all of her links are below. Get in touch with her, volunteer, go out there. A lot of people ask me, Kara, all the time, what can I do? And I always say, just don't do nothing. And this is something you can do. So if you are a New Yorker, it it is time to take your state and your city back. And Kara's the one to do it. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll be in touch a lot. And God bless you and keep on fighting. Nobody does it quite like you. God bless
you. Thank you so much. God bless you, Mel.
Talk to you soon, my friend. We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themelkayshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now. It's that time of year again. People are getting sick, they're getting the flu, they're getting the cold, they're getting all different kinds of things, and I have always been very grateful for my friendship with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Z. And though he's not with us anymore and I miss him every day, he has left behind the best remedy to me for anything that ails you, and that is Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. There's Z-Flu, Z-Stack, and Z-Kids. There's also many other products there. It's all about naturally boosting your immune health and fighting anything that comes your way. Dr. Zelenko was ahead of his time. He is out there fighting for us still to this day, and he's left behind the best gift. The gift is your health. So go to MelKDrZ.com, or you can go to my partner's page at themelkayshow.com, click Dr. Z or Z-Stack. Better health for us all awaits. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. We'll be right back.